This next Mishnah, we're going to break up into two, both because it's a little bit longer, but also because, as we will see, the second half of this Mishnah leads thematically into the short and final Mishnah of the chapter, which immediately follows. So just doing the first half of this Mishnah in this recording, Kol Haive Krisos Shelaku, Niftru Yedei Krisos San. And all those who are obligated, who are subject, who are culpable to get kares, that punishment we talked about in an earlier Mishnah, that is ambiguous, but some kind of divine punishment of being cut off, of excised. Anyone who is deserving of that punishment, but who received lashes, niftaru yedei krisasan, they are exempt from their punishment of kares, of excision. That is to say, if I do a crime that is worthy of kares, and I get lashes, I'm off free now. I've served my time, as it were. And this brings us back to the beginning of the chapter, when we gave examples of lash-worthy offenses, and as we pointed out, there are a lot more lash-worthy offenses than the ones that are brought there. But the first set were all lash-worthy offenses that were also kares offenses. So now we're really explaining that. If I do something that is worthy of kares, and I get my lashes, that's good enough. I no longer have kares. How do I know that? Our Mishnah continues. Shene'amar, v'nikla achicha le'inecha. As it says in the book of Deuteronomy, your brother will be degraded in your eyes. We talked about this verse in an earlier Mishnah as the source, according to the Talmud, for why the person is undressed when being lashed. But here we're going to get something different from that. Kshelaka hareyu ke'achicha, divrei Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. It said that your brother will be degraded to your eyes, and that word nikla sounds a lot like the word laka, to be lashed. When they are lashed, they are now like your sibling, like your brother. That is to say, the Torah here calls the person getting lashes your brother, your sibling. That means they are on the same par as you. And so even though they had done something worthy of excision, of being cut out of the Jewish people, as it were, once they receive these lashes, they are back to being in the siblinghood. They are back to being part of the Jewish people. Divrei Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. These are the words of Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel says, Ma im ha'over avera achas, no tel nafsho aleha. Just as one who transgresses one transgression, their soul is taken as a result of that. The idea here seems to be, if I can commit one sin and receive kares, which is this kind of excision, this kind of spiritual death, if I can get kares for just one sin, ha'osa mitzvah achas, someone who does one mitzvah, al achas kamavachama shetinasen lo nafsho. All the more so that they should receive their soul, right? If one violation can take away my soul, then performing even just one mitzvah, says Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, can give me an entire soul, as it were. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Mimkomo hu lamed. It is learned from that same place, right? To say the same passage in Torah gives us both of these ideas. Shene'amar, as it is stated in Leviticus chapter 18, V'nichrasu ha'nefashos ha'osos v'gomer. Those souls that do these problematic acts, they will be cut off, they will get kares, v'nichrasu. And in that very same chapter, chapter 18 of Leviticus, v'omer, it also says there, asher ya'aseh osam ha'adam v'chai behem. That a person should do them, meaning the mitzvos, a person should do them, and live with them. Which pshat is probably that a person should live in accordance with the mitzvos. But it's a very midrashically rich phrase. It's understood elsewhere to mean that one should violate the Torah rather than be killed for most offenses, right? You should do them and live with them. But here the idea is the performance of the mitzvos is what actually gives you life. Just as violations can lead to kares, can take away your soul, so too the performance of mitzvos can actually give you life. We've shifted here to an agadic mode, a non-legal mode. We're not really talking about the technicalities of lashes or anything else. We're really moving more to a general sense of the value of mitzvos and the fear and the terror of averos, of transgressions, and seeing how powerful one of each is. And this is where, in our next recording, our chapter will conclude.